Some of you will know we've been making a film this summer about covenant theology, trying to put together an introduction to covenant theology film for DVD and internet distribution. And one part of that was to do a vox pop, to go onto the street with the camera and the microphone and interview anyone who was willing and ask them four questions. So myself and one of the students went downtown Grand Rapids recently, and we did maybe 40 to 50 interviews with people. We asked four questions. Number one, what's wrong with the world today? Number two, if you had infinite resources, what would you do to put it right? Number three, what's the Old Testament all about? Number four, what's a covenant? Well, it was a revelation. Out of those 40 to 50 people, how many of them, when asked what's the greatest problem in the world today, said, sin? Not one. Even in Grand Rapids, the Jerusalem of the Reformed Church in North America, not one. You know what the most popular answer was? The environment. I couldn't believe it. One after another, the environment, the environment, the environment. It just shows you the power of the media, doesn't it? Other people said, you know, big business or healthcare. All the problems, though, interestingly, were out there. One thing's for sure, they weren't the problem. Everyone saw other people and other things to be the greatest problem. And of course, when asked, well, what would you do to put it right? No one said the gospel. Again, things like more recycling, ban the sale of styrofoam, close Starbucks, give everyone a job and a house. It was depressing how much confusion and ignorance there was. And then we came to the question of what's the Old Testament all about? Well, the most eloquent in answering the first two questions, who could ramble on and on and on and on, when they came to that question, dumbfounded. It was staggering. A number of people said, oh, I should know this, I go to church. Others said, oh, I've been to catechism, I should know this. There was even a pastor who answered the question wrongly. One person said, oh, what's the Old Testament all about? There's a lot of walking in it, I think. You know, on one level it was laughable. It was just, the answers were hilarious. And yet, on another level, it was just so desperately sad and heartbreaking to see the confusion and the ignorance. And of course, it drives to prayer, doesn't it? And to greater zeal and earnestness in the saving of souls and in witnessing and preaching. The need is so great. The need for clarity, the need for good biblical teaching is just immeasurable. May God help us all to play our part in bringing light to a people who sit in great darkness.